This is Shanina Lacia from the Reaching While Teaching podcast. My show is all about encouraging you to live your best life possible. I give you practical and beneficial tips in digestible bites. Now, without further delay, you are now listening to Miss Talks podcast with Angel and Walter Lurie.
You're listening to Miss Talks podcast. May I speak sincerely with your hosts, Angel and Walter Lurie. Real talk, real people, sincere conversations. Let's get into the podcast. Oh, we're back again on the mic and in your ear. Welcome to Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your host, Angel and Walter Lurie. I am the poet, Walter Lurie, and that is my dope co-host,
Angel.
What's up, Angel? How you doing today, sir?
Oh, man, I'm blessed and highly favored.
I'm telling you, man. Passing that blessing. Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
I'm sending it to you now, bro. You ain't have to ask.
Just shout it out. You say, won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Go ahead, bro. That cracks me up. I still need to get the Ned Flanders. Help me, Lord. I haven't got it yet, man. That's a classic Simpsons episode when Homer was messing with Ned Flanders. And was it the donut guy that was after Ned Flanders?
Yeah. It was the Halloween episode.
Right.
When I think he stole the big donut and the statue came alive to come get his donut.
Yeah. It hit it over there at Ned Flanders or something. It was something crazy like that, right?
Yeah.
Ned Flanders ran out of the house. And this is what I'm talking about. Your prayers need to be specific, right? Specifically, Ned said, "Help me, Lord." He didn't say, "Help my wife, help my kids, help the dogs, help the cats." He said, "Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord." Yeah, boy.
Ned kept it all the way gangster.
He kept it all the way gangster. Running down the street, though. This is what say, faith without works is dead. Not only did he just say, "Help me, Lord," but he ran.
He changed the circumstances by getting away from the situation.
He ran down the street. He was like, I'm going to wait on this prayer, but I'm going to meet it when it comes. I'm not going to be in the same situation, right?
That's right.
I mean, come on, man. I'm just doing it. I just love it, man. Love it. Hey, man, before I get started, man, I want to shout out this brother on Instagram, Catchphrase Jones 2909, man. We love you, brother. You've been rocking with us since day one.
Yes, sir.
He always cracks me up. He always show love, man. Shout out to my homie. Shout out to him, man. That just, I'm going to give him a round of applause, man.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you, brother. We appreciate you. You know, y'all ever know Young Dolomite, that's the big homie in Cali, man. We got love for Too Much Game Podcast. Shout out to you, big homie. Yo, this young brother, check this young brother out. You know, this young brother, you can always tell when somebody is gifted and talented. This young brother keeps it real and he keeps it raw. But I appreciate the way he's, you know, he's sticking them jabs in. Shout out to you, brother. We got love for you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yo, y'all already know. And, man, this brother, this next brother, man, yo, Angel, this brother is definitely our brother, like the Young Dolomite. This brother right here, though, the Negro dumbest himself, Mr. Langston. Come on, man. Langston White of Langston's World, man. Shout out to the big homie Langston, man. Brother, always dropping gems, man. Y'all check these guys out. I will put them in these show notes because, hey, man, they show us love. These young men, they do it big. They do it, you know, they show love. I love to see men come together and help each other and support each other. And shout out to my sisters out there. Y'all know who you do. But I got to get a brother some love today. I got to get a brother some love. So anyway, Angel.
Word, son.
Hey, I'm going to shout you out, Angel, because, you know, you've been working on Sincerely Angel. We'll get that posted and so forth. But also, man, the shows that you be doing and you bring the knowledge to the listeners, they really appreciate it. I see it because I run the IG page. I try to pass all that information over to you so you will know that what you do is not in vain. So shout out to my baby brother, the Mr. Dope Sir himself, Angel.
Appreciate you, man.
That'll be $2 and a biscuit. My bill is
$2 and a biscuit.
Yeah.
Make sure it ain't one of them Smopies biscuits that'll choke you, boy.
I need some water.
Right?
I need some water. Help me out. Anyway, baby, yo, this is Miss Talks Podcast. Y'all know how me and Angel do. We cut up on this mic for you. Angel, what's on the agenda for you, for the listeners today, brother?
Well, you know what, man? We was joking about Ned Flanders, but it kind of ties into the subject of today. And, you know, basically, you know, specific prayers and then changing the circumstances. You know, when you have this journey of life and you have friends that go through ups and downs, man, and you try to give advice based off of previous experience or whatever, man, you want to see your friends win. You want to see your brothers, your sisters win. But it's a hard circumstance when you see that whatever's hurting them has that hold on them to where they keep going back to the same circumstances that started the drama in the first place, whether that's a relationship, whether that's an addiction, or whether that's just any situation or scenario that's just draining the life force out of them, man. So we just need to touch on that today.
Okay. That's very deep, man. So, you know how I am about toxic vampires out there who, you know, just suck the life out of you, man. And you got to be careful with that, man. Cause you know, social media, now you got this, you know, this energy that we put out in this in the air. And I'm gonna tell people, this is real. You know, synergy is a real thing. You can connect with people. And that's why life and death is in the power of the tongue as well. So everything mm-hmm. that you do is a perception, and everything you do, you know, and some people in some form or fashion cast spells. So you always have to be, you know, I always say you be under the authority of God, and you have to have the full armor of God to protect you. And that's very deep. But let's get into it, man. Are we talking about anyone in particular, or are we just talking about in general? Because I know how to curve it out and put it out for the listeners as well.
Well, we'll do in general, because, you know, of course, when people come to us for, you know, insight or whatever, we don't ever want to make them feel like they've been put on blast. So we're just speaking in general. But, you know, it's tough, man, when you have friends. Like, let's go for the relationship route, right?
Okay.
Whether male or female, you know what I mean? Is the, you know, misery knows no gender. But, you know, when you have somebody who's stuck in a bad relationship, or they continue to chase after somebody that just continues to bring them back to that point of misery, like, dude, that's a hard thing to swallow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you can't make nobody love you, baby.
No, you can't. You know? And you gotta realize, man, when it's toxic, the only cure for toxic is to cut it out. You gotta separate from the toxicity altogether.
Yeah, and I agree with you. But you said the whole point of it that resonated with me is chasing, you know. And that's why I say you can't make anyone love you. But
no,
I'm different, but let me put myself in the situation.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, we always think that we can love somebody to love us back. And here's what I'm saying. You're going mm-hmm. through these ups and downs, because I always say relationships is ebbs and flow.
Right.
But you're going through it, and if you're having too many ebbs and not enough flow, eventually what you're going to see is that the ebb is building up a tidal wave that's coming to crash upon you, because you're not paying mm-hmm. attention to the sign. You know, and they say when the water rushes away from the shoreline, that's an indication that is a tsunami that is on the way. And that's mm-hmm. what I'm talking about. The ebbs just keep receding, keep going back and keep going back, because the back bill of that is coming to you. But you're not focused on that situation. You're focused on, I love this person. So why are they not loving me back? And eventually the tidal wave, the tsunami is coming, and you don't see it. And you the dummy that's on the shoreline taking a stroll on the beach, and you the first one to get washed off, washed away. And I'm saying this because your emotions are like waves. You know what I mean? They flow through your body. The energy that flows through your body is an emotional roller coaster. You cannot love someone and expect him to love you back. If they're showing you that they don't appreciate your love, far and foremost, man, you gotta, hey, time out. I gotta take a break. I gotta back away from this. Because, see, one thing about it, if they love you, they're not going to continue to hurt you.
There you go. And the greatest form of an apology, a sincere apology, I should say, is change. When a person is truly remorseful for what they've done that has caused you pain, the outcome is change. It's not continue to do the same thing that hurts you over and over again. That's sincerity. And you have to realize the difference in that. You can't make excuses for people who think it's okay to hurt you. Like you would at some point have to be not okay with them being okay that they're hurting you.
Exactly. I'm not okay when anybody hurting me, especially when I know that I've put the effort into loving them. I can only focus on myself at this point in time and not so much focus on them. Now there's something inherently wrong with me if I keep going back to this situation. And I have to figure that out because, you know, now I'm who's the problem? See, if they're not loving me the way that I feel like I need to be loved, then mm-hmm. I have to reevaluate what I am doing in this situation. Because see, everybody deserves love, and I feel that's like true. if you get my love, you win in the lotto, and that's how everyone should feel. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, because it's magical numbers that is a combination that you say that I'm going to love that person. And that's why it's special. So every one of you should feel special. So when in feeling that way, you should feel like whoever gets you won the lotto. It don't matter if you broke right now, but they won the lotto because they have you. And that's how I feel when I have someone in my life, whether it's my brothers, whether it's my mother, whether it's my daughter, whether it's my wife, my friends, you know, my associates. Whomever, that love, you know, the only love that's the real love is the agape love, and that's God's love. But He knows that we need love around us as well. So in knowing that, I have to figure out what is wrong with me that keeps me wanting that person who really doesn't love me back. Because now I'm not only am I blocking my blessing, I'm blocking the blessing of the one who wants to love me.
Word, that's deep. But, you know, I'll speak from a personal perspective because I did experience a very toxic relationship. And in my opinion, dude, there was a lot of things that played a factor to it. You know, there was a point in time where I was heavy in the church and, you know, you had this perception of, you know, what they teach as far as divorce is not an option. And you have this perception of you got to make it work. If it's not working, then you have to pray on it. You have to fix it. And I do believe in that to an extent. I don't believe that, you know, you should always go for the exit or go for the, you know, the eject button when things get tough. But you also have to understand that wisdom and discernment are very powerful in deciphering a lot of that message that people teach. Part of that wisdom and discernment is, look, dude, if it's toxic to the point to where it's destroying your soul, it's corrupting your belief, it's corrupting the core of who you are, your essence and your spirit, you cannot continue to pray for a devil to stay present and expect for things to become blessed. Not with a devil present.
No.
Because that all you're doing is making an excuse to continue the pain. That's all you're doing. Well, that is captivity. That's like a slave on a plantation praying that the master one day sees its value. Why?
Yeah, wow, that's deep. That's deep.
Why? When your labor is free, why would I see your value?
Yeah, that's an aha moment because I won't see any value in that. But it's something that resonated with me when you said the devil is in that in the mix. Well, even before the devil is in the mix, the demons are coming to play in the spirits, the negativity of depression, of those things. Misery, you know what I'm saying? Those things, they lay with one another. They prey upon us in that situation before the devil even comes to just chill out. You know what I mean? So there's a multitude of things that are happening in that situation that allows the ultimate evil to even dwell amongst you. And it starts with you. And I understand being in a toxic relationship because I was in that toxic relationship as well. But like I said before, you know, I'm not in the habit of keeping people who do not want to be kept. And I had to make that my business. And I had to check myself Like, yo, wait a minute. Because I always felt my, I felt like my life was a sad song at one point in time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was nothing good that was coming out of this relationship. And I saw everybody else around me that was happy. I'm not the type of person that looks at everybody else's relationship and try to measure minds up against them. But what I did notice is that, you know, these people weren't doing anything special, but the effort to be happy was present. And that's what threw me off, is that every time that I'm trying, I feel like I'm being blocked.
Right.
You know what I mean? In that situation, you're being blocked because that person would string you along and, and have you be that fool while they're doing their own thing out there and so forth. But hey, I don't fault the person. I fault myself, because I was not paying attention to what really mattered. And that's me. Yo, man, you got to love you. If you don't love yourself, don't expect anybody to love you, because see, it takes you to understand how you want to be loved. And it takes your relationship with God to show you the proper way to be loved. You know, because love is not possession.
No,
I don't possess you, Angel. I don't possess my wife. I don't possess my daughter. I don't possess my mom. My love is respect. I have respect for you that I do not want to see any harm come to you. And the keynote to that, baby brother, is that I don't want to be the one that harm you.
Yeah. And that, there you go. That's it. When speaking of going back to the things that hurting you, if the relationship is one of those things, if a person really loves you, now there's always the factor of human error, right? But there's, you know what? Human error is only admissible one time. It's you can't say it's human error when it's a pattern or a continuous pattern, should I say?
Right.
If a person is continuing the same actions that hurt you, the bottom line is they don't care about your feelings. They don't care about you. They don't care about your heart. And again, you cannot be with a person that is okay with you hurting. It'll never work. Now, here's the thing is that, you know, you have to look for the signs of situations. Like, I can't tell a person to end their relationship, you know, and I'm the last person to try to give a relationship advice, because I don't ever want to jump the gun and be too hasty to say something when I don't have all details. You know what I mean? So I always tell a person, look, man, it's your relationship. Whether you stay or end it, that's your choice. I'll never judge you for it. But if you stay, make sure you stay for the right reason. And if you leave, make sure you're leaving for the right reason.
Well, that's because you have respect, man. Shout out to you, Angel.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've seen people, like when you work in corporate America, especially like when they have a call center and you see people become friends at work, people very quick to, you know, speak on people's relationships and whatnot. And I'm just, and I've, you know, you cringe sometimes, you walking through the break room and you hear some overhear conversations and I'm like, eesh, like, that's not really some good advice. You got to be careful, you know, who you invite into the situation. You know what I mean? You got to be careful. But, you know, look, man, if a person is showing signs that one key sign, the person is always trying to find something to fight about, like that is something toxic in them. Like, it doesn't matter what you do, they will find fault. They will find a problem for every solution that you bring. That person doesn't want to be happy. Therefore, they don't want you to be happy. So you can't continue to sacrifice your self-health and your peace just trying to stay yoked up with a person like that. Like, that's not, it's not going to help.
No, it's not.
But, you know, the tough part, man, is when you're the friend. You know, the tough part is when you're the friend and you want to see your friend, you know, grow from that situation, but they continue to go back to it. You know, it's hard, man. It's tough. You know, it's one of those things where you can't make the decision for them, but you wish you do want to shake some sense into them sometime.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you want to do that, but it's always hard because at the same time that, you know, you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And I think the best thing that you did said is like, I don't want to be the one that point the finger at you, nor do I want to be the one that tries to deter you from the situation. I don't want to give out bad advice. Bad advice is the worst thing that you can give out to anyone. And it hurts. Not only is it going to hurt the friendship that you have, it's going to mm-hmm. make that person see the other person differently. And I don't want to cause that drama for anyone or be the person that's like, I'm the cause or the root of the problem, because now the situation is different. I didn't start the problem. I pointed the problem mm-hmm. out, but I wanted you to see that that person doesn't love you the way that you need to be loved, but it's not my mm-hmm. place to show you that. All I can do is just be a friend to you and say, hey, you might want to reevaluate that situation, because that situation is volatile.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. And you know, dude, it's tough, man, because you know what, dude, it's when you're too close to it, you can't see it. So, you know, sometimes you can give spot on advice, or you can point some things out. But, you know, when people are really close to it, I get it. You can't see it. Sometimes you can't see what it's doing to you because you're not within sound mind and judgment. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's one of those things, dude, when it's tough to watch a person continue to go back to the thing that continues to hurt them. And you just want them to be free of it. You know, that's why I think, you know, I you know, like I said, I used to be heavy in the church, but I got to a point where, you know, I left the religion alone. Now, my relationship with God improved when I cut out the religion. And so, you know, the thing is, man, I still believe in prayer. I believe prayer is something that's very powerful. And sometimes you just got to pray and love a person from the distance while they go to continue to go through that journey. Because it's only so much you can do, you know what I mean? Because that journey is theirs to follow. But it is tough when you see a person that's caught in that cycle that they continue to go back to it. You know, we've had family members that were addicted to alcohol. Some were addicted to drugs. And, you know, and every time you saw them, you wanted them to be the best version of themselves that they can be. And it's hurtful, man, when you see that battle is taking its toll on them. You know, it's something to deal with.
Yeah, I feel you, baby. Yo, we're going live on Instagram, so I'm shouting out to all my Instagram people as well, letting them know that me and Angel are recording about toxic relationships and, you know, being a good friend and not deterring them and pulling them away from the situation. Angel, I really appreciate everything that you have said, man. You always on point. But here's the thing, man. Even if you were in a toxic relationship and I'm your brother, and if I see those things, mm-hmm. man, it's because I love you. I have to be the one that step up and pull you to the side and let you know, hey, you have to be aware of this situation. Mm-hmm. And we need to have that conversation. But let me tell you something. That is the hardest thing to do with your loved ones and with friends. You've seen me be in a toxic relationship. So you had to pull me to the side and be like, yo, you might want to look at this. You might want to see this. You might want to understand where this thing is going, because at the end of the day, a lot of us don't understand those things because I'm in love, or at least I think I'm in love. So when I'm going through this situation or this motion of being in love, I have to figure out, you know, what is this love is about? Because if you come to me and tell me that my wife or my relationship is not what I think it is, you have to be mm-hmm. prepared for that backlash.
You do. You do. Yeah, I agree. And you also got to be careful when that backlash hit, not to let your good intentions become overshadowed by that response. Sometimes you got to just plant that seed and step back and give What's it time up, to take root. You know what I mean?
Y'all see that one dimple? Yeah, definitely. I know exactly what you mean. You don't want to do those things, because I remember when you came to me and you told me a situation, it really pissed me off because I didn't see it from that point. But the fact that you were smart enough to step back and let me deal with that situation after you spoke those things to me, I had a chance to deal with it. But look, you know, no one wants to hear that up front. No one wants to be the bearer of bad news. No one wants to go in that situation and figure out like, oh man, so what I think this paradise relationship, this perfect relationship is very imperfect. And the point is, you know, the embarrassing thing about it is that somebody else sees it before you see it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That, I mean, look, dude, it's like you said, nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to be in that position to have their world shattered. You know, it's not a fun experience. You know, it's not something you're looking forward to, especially when You've made that internal commitment to say that, okay, I'm all in for this person. Like, I want this person to be a part of my life for as long as I can, you know, as long as that can be. And the last thing you want is to hear anything that contradicts that. So I get it. And that's the reason why I've never pressed too hard when having to be the person to say, hey, this might not be the situation for you. But, you know, I think that sometimes when you're too heavy handed in that delivery, you can do the opposite and push them closer to the destruction versus getting them away. Because, you know, ultimately, dude, it's that person's decision. They're going to have to wake up one morning and say, you know what? I need change. This is not working for me.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good point. Hey, Katrina, shout out to Katrina. She just put in the live. She says sometimes people know it, but they are in denial. I was in denial.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what you just said. See, they can't hear you, but Angel just said that. So way to go, Katrina. We definitely on point with that. Yo, denial is, yo, it's embarrassing. We probably in denial, but we know the situation is more than what it is, or we want it to be more than what it is. We want it to be perfect. And the fact that it's not perfect, and like I said, the most embarrassing thing that I had to deal with is the fact that you brought it to me. And when you brought it to me, now that's a problem because I can't overlook those things. That sucks.
Right.
Oh, that sucks. Right. Because now everyone, and I tell everybody in the chat room as well, when you have a problem, it is best to handle your problem or be able to handle your problem without everyone's eyes on your situation. But the fact that your situation is out and everybody else knows your problem, now be the person that stands up and deal with it. Don't run away from it. Stand up and deal with your situation and meet it head on. When you are able to deal with your problems head on, it shows all the looky-loos as well. Hey, I can take care of my business. I can handle my business as well. So don't, first and foremost, don't be embarrassed to stand on your own 2 feet, and don't be embarrassed to stand on your square. Be a person,
right,
man or woman, and handle your business. And that within itself shows your maturity, and you can go forward with that one because, hey, you're not going to see everything. So if a loved one is seeing those things and they're able to come to you and say, hey, I see this. This is something that you need to be aware of, and you need to check this. Okay, fine. I appreciate you coming to me because you came to me out of love, not out of, hey, this chick is making you look like a fool. That's the that's the wrong approach, right?
Yeah, that is the wrong approach. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't have said it better. And one key thing to remember is about being that friend is you can't make it about you and your feelings.
True that.
You know, as much as it hurts you to see your bro or your sis going through it, don't ever make it about you, because now that's coming from a selfish perspective, and the person is going to shut that down. You know, you have to tell the truth no matter how hard it is to speak that truth. But then you also got to give that person time to breathe that truth in and process it. It may not be an instantaneous transaction. It may take weeks. It may take, you know, months. Sometimes it may even take a year or two. But as long as you're not afraid to speak that truth, but then also be the support that they need to let them know that, hey, look, man, I'm not going to beat your ear up. I'm going to support you. But at the same time, I'm tired of seeing you go through this because I know that you deserve better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we all deserve better, baby. I love the way you drop those knowledge, that gem on us. Hey, standing away from a situation and moving forward to the situation, how would you as a person that you were in that situation, how would you deal with it? If I came to you and I said, look, yo, that person that you love is loving someone else, how would you feel if I came to you that way?
I think no matter who we are, I think we always go to the human response. And I think the human side of me will feel pride first, because no one wants to feel like you're being cheated on, you know? So denial would probably be the first, like, nah, that ain't true. You know, I don't know about that, bro. But, you know, once you get over that initial, you know, human response of denial and embarrassment, you're going to start to, you know, one thing about the truth, dude, all it takes is a small spark of truth.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it creates this chain reaction.
Yeah.
So then you're going to start to think about something like, wait a minute, you remember that time she said she went where, but she went now. And all, it's trying to make sense now. So all of a sudden, all these mysterious events that took place, you're going to start reevaluating that. And you're like, okay, something's different. And you know, and then you're going to start to pay attention to certain things. And then when you start to see the things that were happening in front of you that you were ignoring, you're going to take that differently. And then, you know, you got to bring the conversation up. You know, I'm not going to be happy that you'll bring it to my attention. Probably be a little prideful in the beginning, probably a little hurt, a little embarrassed. At the end of the situation, man, I'll be like, hey, man, good looking out. You know, because nobody wants to go through that, dude. That's painful.
Well, you had to.
But I would rather go through that process and at the end be able to you know.
You blanked out. All right. Well, I think Angel was saying that going through the process and being able to adjust that and with your ego and not allow your ego to come into play. So with that said, we're going to take a quick break, try to get Angel back on. Hey, man, I went live just the first time. Thank you for joining in, man. I appreciate y'all. We got love for you.
You're listening to Miss Talks Podcast with Angel and Walter LeRae.
Yo, welcome back. You know, we had a little bit of technical difficulties. You know, we had a little power outage. So I want to sincerely apologize to the IG family who was showing up on our live feed. We really appreciate you, the Purring Kitty. And also, Katrina, thank you for shouting out to us and jumping in and throwing a question or a statement. We really appreciate that. Shout out to our niece, Alyssa. We appreciate you as well, love, for jumping in. And all of the beautiful ones, my island girl. Hey, I love you. Yo, Angel, we were on a deep subject, and I think we left off about denial. So let's get back off into it, man, because I don't want to shy away from that. We're not live. We don't have the IG up, but that's not a problem. We're going to work on those things, people, and we're going to post things ahead of time because we really want you to interact with us. And I'm going to be posting phone numbers because we want to get y'all on a live call as well. So don't be shy. Jump in. Do what we do. Now, Angel, let's get back to it, baby.
Yeah. Well, you know, like you said, what would be my reaction? You know, if that was brought to me and I cover that, you know, the human response would probably be to deny it, you know, to be caught in my pride, you know, you know, it's not a fun experience to be told that you're being cheated on. But, you know, like I said, dude, all it takes is a little truth to spark that chain reaction. But at the end of the situation, once I've gone through that process, I would definitely be grateful that you love me enough to come to me and say, hey, it's not the best look for you, or hey man, this situation is taking you out of your zone. But you know, and then too, I will also have that sympathy for you, because I would understand that it's not easy to you know, have that tough conversation with people. You know, we can say that we have each other's back, we can say we love each other, but man, that love is never defined even more until we have to come to those tough times and make tough decisions. And that's one of the toughest decisions to make, is to break somebody's spirit by giving them the truth, you know?
Yeah. And you know, but life is tearing someone. Well, no, let me say this a different way. It's not tearing someone down, but life has a way of it's a compilation of tearing down and building back up. And what I'm saying that there's a season and there's a reason for everything. It's not summer all the time. You know, the fall comes in, then spring, fall, winter, then spring, then summer. You have to go through seasons in life because the world needs the time. Certain things need time to take a break. When you are allowing somebody to, and I'm careful not to say tear them down, but when you allow them to tear the construct of what their thought belief was in the beginning, and they have to reassess that situation for where it needs to be right now, that is a different subject. Because right now, when they start to tear that wall down of denial, what they're doing is allowing themselves to be rebuilt, to be reborn into something new. Like if you go to God and you say, God, I want your help and I need you. Well, he has to tear all the sin away from you. He has to tear down that wall that you have built to keep him out. He has to tear that down. And you have to sift through the rubble as well to pick yourself up and understand that you want to go under his authority. So when you come to me as a loved one and you tell me things that I don't want to hear, but if it's true and you came out of love, I have to respect that. I may not like it. Nobody loves to be told anything, period. Even if it's something good for them, they automatically push back on it because our stupidity think that we know everything and we don't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's also, like I said, your ego plays a big part in that, because now I'm like, why are you telling me? You know, why are you saying this to me? And that's the pushback. That's the normal pushback. We spoke about pushback on the show as well. But if you push back, you're going to push someone away. You push the wrong person away, you're not going to have anybody in your corner. When you fall, you're going to fall hard. And some people, Angel, have to fall all the way down before they can get built back up. Yes, and sometimes they're going to fall on their face. What you have done as a loved one to come to that person and say, hey, I don't think you need to go down that road. If that person pushed you away, let them fall. And I say that because they're not going to listen until they have fallen on their face and kiss that concrete. That's a horrible feeling, son. Let me tell you something, baby. I've done it. It doesn't feel well. It doesn't feel good. When you do it, you are at the lowest of lows. And when you bust your face up on that concrete, you sit up there leaking like a fool. Then you cry. You cry to God, and God say, well, you know, I sent people there to try to stop this. I sent your brother there to try to stop it. I sent your mother there to try to stop it. I sent your friend there to try to stop this. But you denied me, and you denied them, and you pushed them away. And so when you fall on your face, hey, man, you know, it's no time to cry now. But you're going to cry because it's going to hurt.
Right.
You know, it's going to hurt. Oh, yeah. So.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not a fun experience.
But that's why they say pride comes before the fall. Right. So therefore, to echo what you have just said, that's summing it up in a nutshell. Angel came to me. He say, look, this is what you need to know. If I push Angel away, when I fall, it's not Angel's fault. Because Angel did what he was supposed to do as a friend, as a loved one, to say no. You need not to go down that route. But if I say, get out of my way, fool. Okay, son.
Well, you know what? That brings me to another perspective, because I remember being associated with a group of friends, and other people know the information I know, but their mentality is, it's not my business. And I'm like, how can you silently sit by and watch a person struggle and not make it your business if you consider yourself a real friend, though? You know, and I get that's not an easy conversation to have. And you know what, man? 9 times out of 10, the messenger always gets shot. So I get that.
Yes.
But you know what, man? To me, I'm willing to take that bullet. If I call you my friend, I have to take that bullet. You know what I'm saying? I got to take that. You know, I would be more concerned about somebody who knew and didn't say anything. than a person that was brave enough to come and talk to me and say, hey, dude, hey, this situation is hurting you and you need to wake up. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of people, Angel, you know, I totally agree. But check game, though. A lot of people, the messenger gets sniped.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a messenger get sniped, the sniper rifle's bullet take the messenger out before the messenger is even able to deliver the message? Because people want you to be played for a fool. I've had people try to block me from it.
Yeah.
From delivering that news.
Right.
Right. So now you have to understand that the game is the game is different. Like you just said, people knew the situation. They said, it's not my business. Those are the snipers. Snipers want to see, the sniper's mission is to hit you from a distance.
Yep.
So why did they say it's not my business when if you call yourself my friend, it better be your business or we got problems, homie.
Exactly.
We got problems because you want to see me fail.
Yeah.
So the underlying issue of that, of wanting to see me fail, is like, okay, what is this rooted from? You really not my friend. Yeah.
I mean, you know, dude, that's the consensus that it comes down to, basically, you're not my friend. because when you choose your own self-being and well-being above me, when I'm the person that's in danger, then yeah, that's a clear indication that we're not really friends, at least not real friends. We're associates. And that's not cool. You know, the worst thing to do is to remain silent and let somebody blindly walk into something. You know, that's scary. Like, why would you allow that to even happen?
Well, like I said before, that's the motive is hey man, like, what a tangle web we weave when thou try to deceive. They have their motives. The ulterior motives is to hurt that person. And that's the bottom line. Most people don't understand how people act in this world, how people move in this world. A lot of people say right. that they're your friends, but they're really not your friends. They're around you for some type of shine that you may have. They're around you for some type of deal that you may have going on. They're around you for the benefit of themselves rather than to benefit you. So at the end of the game, or the end of the name, or the end of the day, it's a different game. I always say there's a different devil for every level. Which one you choose to defeat, that's on you. However, you might want to try to get in the practice of slaying the dragons ahead of time. That's why I keep my circle small. My circle is so small, it is a dot, because the people who say that they're friends are just leeches. A lot of people linger on for that, for their purpose. Now, if your goal is to be around me for whatever shine that may come my way, then you got to understand, you start peeping these people and seeing these are the same people that are constantly throwing shade. You got to watch that. And most people don't.
Yeah.
They're not smart enough to look up and see that because they're in their own hype. I, on the other hand, I don't believe in my own hype. I'm an L7. I like to keep my life simple. I keep my life simple because yeah. I don't need all the flash and the glitz and glam. The things that what I call smoke and mirrors to show people that you're doing something when you really weren't doing it. We went live today just as a test. I'm not the type of person that really want to be on camera. However, I did it because I try to get an interaction with my audience, our audience, to get them in into what we do. Hey man, this is a labor of love. We do this because this is what we're born to do this. I'm having a conversation with my best friend who just so happened to be my brother, and I love him. So at the end of the day, I have to trust his judgment when he comes to me and tell me something about a friend or a foe. And you notice I throw that in, a friend or a foe, because people think, especially when your loved ones come to you and your loved ones say, hey, man, your friend over here ain't really your friend. And then the consensus is, oh, man, you just hating or you just jealous because I got a friend. No, right. Negro, that ain't your friend. And I'm telling right. you this because I know you and I want to protect you. See, if you're protecting my best interest, it doesn't matter who is my friend, because you're my best right. friend. So if you're coming to me and saying that person right there, that dude ain't real. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have to respect the person and respect the gangster and respect the game to be like, hey man, I'm like, how do we play it? So do we check this right. fool up front, or do we just, you know, let this fool play itself?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, life is too short, man, just to have positions filled, just to have them filled, you know. The team has to have value. It has to have, you know.
Yeah, you ain't holding no spot on the roster unless you producing, nah. baby. You know, no.
Nah.
Nah, this is a joint effort.
And that doesn't mean that you got to have, you know, value as far as materialistic things. That just means you got to have value as far as contributing, like, love and contributing respect. Loyalty. That's what that means. You know, right. it's not, if you're not producing, then you can't, man, you can't rock on the team. You can't wear the jersey, dude.
No, you can't.
You just can't. No,
you can't. And I mean that. So, yeah. Dude, I don't need anything from anybody because I never have my hand out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm, like you said earlier, you mentioned before we had technical difficulties, you said, hey man, you know, I have no ulterior motive to come to you and tell you about this person and to give this information mm-hmm. to you. And to let you know that route that you're going down, if a person is saying that, hey, I love you, and that person is not receiving it, man, you got to check yourself. Be like, yo, All right, then, you know, you don't want my love. Okay, fine. But let me tell you something about the person who says, okay, fine. Okay, fine means shut up and move around, homie. Keep it pushing.
Right.
It doesn't mean let that person go for a week or two and then go back puppy dogging back to them.
Right, right.
You can't do that.
I mean, dude, sometimes we got to be prepared not to speak. I'm just saying.
I've loved the woman so much that it hurt when I let her go, but it was the best thing in my life to do was to let her go. Yeah. So because it at the end of the day, I'd rather be focused on my love and my heart to protect my well-being than to give a flip about what she's got. Because that person is going to do what they're going to do. And some of these people don't even know that they're foul. They've been foul all of their freaking lives, man.
Well, it's that repeat syndrome. They just repeat what they've grew up watching their whole lives, and they don't know that it's wrong. So, you know, that's why infidelity is so common in a lot of people's lives. It's because they grew up watching it. That's why lying is so common, because, you know, they grew up, you know, having it subjected into their lives. You know what I mean? So, sometimes people just get into a habit of repeating the influences that they grew up under.
Exactly.
And that's what it is.
Repeat offenders.
Not saying that they're a bad person, but however, that doesn't mean that I have to accept that, though. But you know, there has to be a process of change.
Yes. Yeah,
you're a repeat offender.
Yeah, and I say that, and not to cut you off, I want you to understand where I'm coming from. You're a repeat offender. I mean, you're constantly, like Charlie Murphy told about Rick James, he was a habitual line stepper. He habitually stepped over the line because that's what he felt like he could.
Right.
So if you're a repeat offender, you feel like, well, the first time it wasn't good enough, so you continue to do it. However, I digress. If you are the person who are being mistreated and you continually allow that person to mistreat you, man, you're the sucker. You're the sucker. How many licks do it take to get to the center of this sucker? Let's find out.
Some hard licks right there.
That's what I'm talking about. Lick, lick, lick. You got licked on, son. You getting played. You know what I mean? The worst thing in the world, dude, is to play yourself.
Yeah, it is, man. And as the friend, dude, and here's what's going to sound weird to a lot of people. I'm prepared to lose the friendship if it means doing what's right for that person.
What? I have to lose it because I can't be associated with scrubs, bro.
A person that's not really ready to see it, you know, a person who may not be ready to receive, especially when it comes to relationships.
Your spirit is not aligned the correct way. I cannot allow that to continue to be around me, because see, whatever demons you got, they're going to try to jump off of you and jump off into me. And then I figure, then all of a sudden I'm slipping.
Right.
Because I have allowed this ignorance to stay around my camp. No. Get thee away from me, Satan. Get thee away from me. See, here's the point. If your friend he or she continues to be stupid, then sometimes you have got to say, okay, stupid, I have to wash my hands of you and I have to let you go. Because I cannot continue to give you free advice and you continue to be boo boo the fool.
Well, there's
so
a
I'm
word
speaking directly that to boo boo the fool. Hold on 1 second.
I hear you.
I'm speaking directly to boo boo the fool. If you continue to go down a route that you're going down, you're going to lose everything because you have not a clue of what your self worth is. If you really love yourself, you will not be played as a fool. You will not play yourself as a fool. You will not allow anyone else to play you for a fool, because I don't hang around fools. So boo boo the fool, wake up. Because you're about to lose everything behind nothing. Because that what you want ain't really what you need. But what you really need, you should always want. I'm just saying, man.
I feel you on that. I think there's a word for it. It's called enabling. Enabling. Yeah. That's the word. That's the word. I mean, it just coincides with what you're saying, is that at a certain point, if you continue to be a part of the cycle, you're just enabling that person. You have to set a standard. And this is what I mean by I'm prepared to lose the friendship, is sometimes you got to stand on truth, even when that person wants to fall away from the truth. And you have to do what is right for that person. Even if it means we may not speak for a month or two, we may not, hey, we may be on that bad blood list for a minute, but in the end of the situation, I'm praying that, you know, once eyes are open and once, you know, things have, you know, the dust is settled, then the truth will always bring back that true bond. You know what I mean? So sometimes you got to be prepared to lose the friendship. I cannot be present and watch you continue to hurt yourself without speaking the truth about it. I can't be okay with you being okay being hurt. It's just not going to happen with me.
Well, hey, you know, well said. I mean, you're poetically dropping it down. I'm just blunt. I think you're a fool. And I don't say that just to throw zingers at anyone, because I love people. I have a genuine love for people. I always want people to do what's right for them, because I try to do what's right for me as well. But it's only so much advice that you can give a person. If they're not going to use your advice, you got to tell them, you got to see that you're wasting your time. You know what I mean? Like I tell my daughter until I'm blue in the face, hey, don't do this. Hey, do that. And if she doesn't adhere to what I say, I'm like, okay, but you're grown now. I wash my hands of these things. And then eventually you will realize that, okay, well, daddy ain't going to be there to wipe your butt. So, or wipe your nose, you know, or hold your hand, and you got to get it like you get it. At the end of the day, that's all that matters, man. It's like so many chances that God gives us until he says, I have exhausted my resources with trying to help you. When every time that I try to help you, you turn your back on me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you give advice. I give advice all the time, dude. But if I give people advice and they don't adhere to it, I go, bye, son. I'm over it. I'm over it, man, because I don't have that patience. You know what I mean? And I don't have the patience of God. So it'd be best for them to go to God than go to me. Because if you come to me and I see what you're doing and I tell you this is what you're doing and you continue to do it, then you basically say you don't respect me. I don't have that much patience. God has that much patience. I don't have that much patience, man. Because I'm still living my life and trying to do things the right way. And all I can do is borrow a page from my book and say, man, I have simplified my life. So I don't go out there. I don't chase my tail. Mm-hmm. Nor do I chase tail. I'm not there. I'm not in the streets. You know what I mean? Online in the streets or in the streets online. I'm not doing none of it. You know what I mean? And it can lead to a very boring life if you are the boring person. Mm-hmm. But I have a life full of excitement because I'm doing things that I like to do. I have a love affair with what I do. You know what I mean? I'm able to communicate with my best friend just about every day. You know what I mean? You know, I love doing what I do, but at the same time, dude, it's no different than anybody else giving me advice. We grew up with the old heads. Yeah. When the old heads set you down and gave you advice, they peeped you. Yeah. Even when they was giving you advice to see if you were listening.
Yeah. Right.
And they pop quiz you in the middle of giving you advice to see if you were listening. Right. And then if you disrespected the old heads, they didn't do anything. They didn't cuss you out. They just didn't fool with you.
Yeah.
And you know I'm not lying. The old heads, that's how they put it down back in the day.
Right.
Come here, youngster. Let me holler at you.
But that, you know, that's something valuable, man. That's community right there.
Yeah. But when them old heads was dropping that knowledge on you, you shut up and you listen.
That's right.
What's wrong with the generation? It was wrong with dudes today. They have forgotten it's like, almost like the Lion King. Simba, you have forgotten.
Yes, sir.
Because when them old heads was dropping knowledge on us, man, you were front and center. Yes, sir.
Boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Even if it was somebody else getting the knowledge, you stood in the background. You stood in the
background listening.
Soaking it up. Like
soaking up them gems, bro. That's why I told, I see certain people like Langston. You know, I shouted him out in the beginning of the story, beginning of the show. That's our brother.
What up, Langston?
What up, Langston? And Yon Dolo Mike, Too Much Game Podcast. I see dudes like that and I'll be like, yo, okay, this dude on one. He gets it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you see them,
about those brothers. Hmm? Yeah, man, what's dope about those brothers, man, they not afraid to give somebody else their props, you know what I mean?
Oh, always.
You know, some people, you know, the social media game, you know, I limit my interaction with it because, you know, it's a funny minefield to navigate through. Because some people, you know, they want the look for themselves, but they're not really here to support. And it's fine. Like, you don't have to support what's being done. But if you're going to be real, you know, hey, we can all build this network together. We can all be, you know, supportive for one another. It ain't no hate over here.
Those brothers always show love. And I do agree with you. They always show love and they have the utmost respect for what we do. And that's why I throw the love
vice versa.
Yeah, it's all love. Young Dolomite, dude, that dude is the real deal. And I said, man, you the real deal. You got to be born with it. Game recognized game. And I'm happy that his podcast is called Too Much Game, because you need to refer people to it, because he's straight off the cuff. It's not sugarcoated. On here, I try to be nice. Right. On Miss Talks podcast, I try to be nice because I don't want to just go straight off the cuff at times. But I don't knock any other brother that's doing that because that's that brother who had exhausted his patience with people.
Right.
Let me tell you, Negroes, how I really feel. You know, I try to speak on a different level because I respect you. It's if meat offends my brother, try not to eat it in front of him. But if I'm hungry, I'm saying, brother, turn your head. Go down the street, because I'm about to eat this pork chop. Oh, you Muslim, okay, but you know pepperoni is pork, right?
You may want to look away.
But shout out to Too Much Game, Young Dolomite. Yeah. Shout out to Langston White, Langston's World Podcast. I love you brothers. Yeah. I love how deep you brothers are. I love to see you. And there's always room for everyone to be at the top, brother. I'm riding with you, brothers, until the wheels fall off and we develop Flintstone feet, brother. It's all good.
There we go.
I ride with you, brothers, because I ride with the dopest brother on the face of the planet. Is my baby brother, Angel.
Yeah, hey, Langston, man, appreciate you, dude. We got your message, man, right when we was going live. And that's the reason why I have a lot of admiration for brothers like that, because we were just playing around with some things for some things that we're getting in the works to do in the future with the show. But the brother jumped on immediately and said, hey, man, I'm sorry I missed a live. And what did I miss? What can I do? Like that's what I'm talking about. It's not about, you know, hyping up Miss. It's about having a genuine person that cares about what you're trying to do and showing that support. So, man, big ups to you for showing that support, bro. We appreciate you like you don't know.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And then Young Dolomite, he's in the West Coast, so he probably would have jumped on as well. Hey, man, it's all love, man. We definitely appreciate you, brothers. And that's why I shout y'all out. I shout you out because I want other people who listen to our podcast to go check them out as well. You know, I always shout the sisters out, but, you know, today it's the brother show. I'm shouting out the brothers today. So it's all good for that. So, man, like with that said, and that's why I mentioned those brothers, because, you know, game recognized game. And that's why I be trying to tell you, I say, hey, Angel, when you share your advice to people, that's that game and the knowledge that you're dropping on these jewels and these gems on these cats to, hey, don't go down that route. But, hey, man, if they go down that route, you know what I'm saying? It's only so much you can do, because you can't keep the tether tied to them.
Right.
You know, and it's a reason why the umbilical cord is separated at birth from the mother. Get what I'm saying? Because she has done. She has fed you enough. She carries the baby. She rocks the baby. She breastfeeds the baby. She does what she does as a mother. And thank God for that. But eventually, when you get on your own, too, when you stand on your square, you have to be that person who stands on the square. Because you need to know these things as a man. And that's why I told you in the beginning, I said, I can't make you love me. And I don't understand that. If you are showing me who you are, it is up to me to believe that that's who you are.
Word.
I'm just, word. You know, think about it. Let that marinate.
Marinating.
Is that cricket stew?
In my Ziploc bag. That's marinating right now, boy.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Cricket stew. Boy, that boy there. That boy good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man. So, you know, with that said,
I thought that was the trash.
Donation. Yeah. Yo, shout out to Eddie Murphy, man. That Coming to America is the funny. That movie is funny, man. Boy.
Ooh, dude, all the Eddie Murphy stuff is fire, dude. I still watch Eddie Murphy movies today.
Yes, indeed.
And this quarantine has brought a new love and respect for a lot of the classics, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said I look like Gerald LaVert on the live. I'm like, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Baby, you're ready.
Baby, I'm ready to give you all of my. Don't get me started.
Gerald, boy.
Yeah, don't get me started.
Gerald, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, even when he was doing Bird, boy, All Seasons, boy. Watch out now. Don't forget, I ain't forgot about the R&B battle we supposed to have. I even let you have a Gerald LaVert selection.
You ain't let me have nothing, son. I already got that in my list. I told you ahead of time.
Right.
See, this is what I'm telling you. When you tell people, and they tell.
Right, see, right.
I'm going to check you,
wink,
son.
Wink.
Wink. It's all good, man.
Sure.
So, hey, man, look, let's wrap this up because, you know, like I said, we did have a little bit of technical difficulties, man. But like I said, nothing stopped Miss Talks Podcast. We always going to come to you, man. We do appreciate the live. That was a test. And yeah. I just wanted to see, you know, if people would jump on. We had like 11, some odd 13 people that jumped on. And, you know, a shout out
to we had more than that messaging us trying to get, you know, get into the situation. So,
yeah, we had more
for
than
those that sent the message. Thank you. But,
yeah,
you know,
well, it was a test, man. It was impromptu. I didn't let anybody know that I was going to do that. I just threw the live up just to see what was up. You know, I didn't even let you know. I was just messing around and so like, let me see how what this thing is
right?
About. You know, but you ain't even in the studio with me, bro. So it's all good.
Nah, ain't nobody got to know all that.
Well, okay, yeah, he's in the studio with me. Wink.
No, hey, yo, quarantine.
Yeah, exactly, right? It is what it is. So, hey, man, it's all good, man. So, you know, at the end of the day, we still want y'all to understand that there's nothing in totality that we talk about. We don't have all the answers. Excuse me, we don't have all the questions.
No,
we don't have all the answers to the questions. But the point is that the dialogue has to be, we have to get to the point that we're communicating with one another. And for all my homeboys out there that are trying to do the right thing, you know, I encourage you to do the right thing. And, you know, like I said before, this thing called love is very tricky. You have got to love yourself first. And a lot of you guys need to take time out for yourselves. Take time out to get to know who you are because it matters. Mm-hmm. You matter regardless of whatever else, because the world is telling you that you have to be this, that, or the other. But what are you telling yourself that you need to be for yourself? Take time out for you. You know, my brother and I, when we were growing up, there were so many things that we used to do. But one thing that matters the most is when I have my brothers, a fishing rod and a gang of bait, and we go out to the lake.
Boy.
We go to a private pond, a stock pond, and we go to work. We go out there and we fish when the sun is not even up, and we come home when the sun is down, because we out there chilling and doing what we're doing. But it was those times that we were able to step away from the hustle and the bustle and just be us. And I cherish those days right today. Getting to know who you are is not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Never be afraid of the silence, because the silence is where you can think the most. Learn your voice. Learn your own heartbeat. Understand who you are and what you want. And then you can understand what you need in your life from your other counterpart. So the best things in life are the partner that you need. Is what are you willing to be for yourself? Because if you're willing to be everything to you, you can be everything to them, and you will not settle for less. So with that said, Angel, give us your final thoughts, and we're gonna wrap this show up, sir.
Well, honestly, bro, I don't even know if it's purposeful, because that was perfect right there. Everything that you said, man, is perfect. But I want to just expand on it a little bit because that hit me. Man, learn what you need, learn what you love, learn what you like. Because if you can't establish that for yourself, you'll never be in a position to do that for someone else. And that's what it's all about. A lot of relationships end, it's not always about faultiness as far as intentional faultiness in the person. Sometimes it's just, you know, we're not equipped to handle it. We're not equipped to give what is demanded or asked of us. And a lot of that goes with, man, we go from situation to situation and we just keep carrying bruises and scars and we're not taking time to heal. We're not taking time to feel what hurt us and learn and do better. We get in situations and for some reason I've speak to people on a level to where I find a consensus that a lot of people don't think they deserve to be happy. And that's weird to me because they are so dedicated to making someone else happy, but don't feel that they deserve to be happy. And I'm like, that is the worst chemical imbalance I can ever encounter. Because think about that. How are you in constant pursuit of providing happiness for someone else when you don't even feel that you deserve it yourself? That's the reason why people go back to the things that hurt them. Because there's a broken piece inside of them somewhere that actually makes them believe that they deserve the pain that they're enduring. And it's not true. That's just another lie that the enemy keeps telling you to make you think that it's okay to keep coming back to it. That's not the deal. The deal is this, man. You have to be able to receive as well as you give. A functioning relationship, no matter friendship, intimate relationship, romantic, whatever, partnership, you have to be able to receive just as well as you give. It has to be an equal balance of give and take. If you're the person that only wants to give, the problem with that is that the imbalance of giving, giving, giving until there's nothing left to give, you are going to fall short every time. If you only want to take, 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 you would take until there's nothing left to take. You will fall short every time. You have to have that balance of give and take. Learn how to receive. If you're one of those people that are prideful, you pride yourself on being independent. Listen, that's all great and cute in a song. But if we're in a relationship together, I don't care nothing about your independence. It can't be us if it's just you and I. It has to be us. Because if you're going to choose you over us, we're going to fall every time it comes. Every time there's a shift, every time there's a storm, every time there's an imbalance, we're going to fall. Because when you go with you and I, you will always come first. There's no room for I. If you're a selfish person that only wants to take, you have to learn how to give. Because you know what? If you only take, all you're doing is sucking somebody dry. You're what we call an energy vampire. Or like my brother said, a toxic vampire. And that is no way to love someone. And if you can only love a person based on what they can do for you, man, you got to get your head checked. That's not cool. That's not cool at all. And you know what? Narcissism, it lies on both sides. Some people are narcissistic based on what they can give another person. People are not pet projects. You don't need to give and do certain things at a certain level unless it's genuine. Just like people can be narcissistic about taking, people are narcissists about giving because they want to be the one in control. They want to be the provider. They want to set the tone. Look, man, this started from a conversation of watching people go back to things that hurt them. And we don't have all the answers. And I personally draw from my personal experiences. And that's how I share my love and my respect for my friends when they ask me things, because I was caught in a situation to where I was allowing other people to tell me what was expected of me. Now, we'll go into that a little deeper another day. I don't really like to talk about it because I never want to be a person that sounds like that I am putting one of my exes down or, you know, blaming another person or making the other person the villain in the story. But my pain is real and my experience is real. And here's the thing. There was a part of me that kept accepting the hurt that was a part of me that kept accepting the misery until I was in a position one day where I was hollow on the inside. And nobody deserves to be at that point. And as a friend, it's hard to see someone else go through that. But hey, if you're the person that's going through it, all I tell you is this: you deserve better. It's okay to want more. It's okay to desire more. It's okay to achieve more. You don't have to settle for that hurt. You don't have to settle for that pain. If a person loves you, they're going to love everything about you, including finding better ways to love you that is going to minimize the hurt that they cause you. If you are the friend in the situation, understand this. Sometimes, man, they don't receive what you're trying to give them. But if you love that person, you're going to have that tough conversation anyway. The truth cannot be stifled in any way. It cannot be smothered. It cannot be altered. It has to be given in its true form. And sometimes you got to be willing to lose the friendship in order to protect the friend. But true friendships will always rise again like a phoenix. It's never over. So with that, man, I sign it off. I do wish y'all good love, good health, mentally, spiritually, physical health, everything, because we got to love each other better. Let's use this time to grow. And let's use this time to just be better as a unit. And hey, I'm not too proud. If you got wisdom for me, share it with me. Bring it this way. All right, man. Let me turn it back over to my big bro so he can sign us out. Appreciate you, family.
Yes, indeed. And Angel, we definitely appreciate you, man. You know, I love you, man. I do. I'm not ashamed to say it. I still want my money. I want you to send it to P.O. Box.
I send you your money on February the 31st, bro.
Yeah, I got you. That day coming, son. That day coming, son. No, no doubt. Hey, man. Hey, thank you for all of you who, like I said before, who tuned in to the live. It was a test run, but we're going to do greater things later. Like I said, I'm not glitz and glam. What you see is what you get, man. And whoever said I look like Gerald LaVert, thank you. I don't see it, but if you saw it, I appreciate you. Because I love Gerald LaVert anyway. I love you. I love all of you who take the time to listen to Miss Talks Podcast. Shout out to my homie, Catchphrase Jones, 2909. That dude has been rocking with us since day one. We really appreciate you. He cracks me up with his content that he posts online. I'll always laugh. Hey, if you can make me laugh being that I'm a serious person, I know that you're funny. So I appreciate that. Shout out to Freeze Love Comedy as well, man. That's the big homie. I always check out Freeze Love content.
Hey,
that's yes, one sir. Of the only, that brother and Corey Holcomb had me cracking up, but Freeze Love when he does those impressions.
Real quick though. Hey, Freeze, yeah. You did your thing in the breaks. That's a cult classic. Not many people know about, but yeah. Hey, yo,
yeah,
yo, we've been rocking with you since the breaks, yo. Homie. So, hey,
I try to tell them, but you know,
you dudes stole the like show. That, you yeah. stole the show on that one.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, dude. Like I go back and I was like, man, I've been rocking with Big Freeze for a long time. And so I send him messages and so forth. He always sends me a message back. He always encouraged us to keep podcasting, keep doing what we're doing. He said he would be on the show, man, but I know that his schedule is busy as well. And, hey, man, regardless of whatever, if that day comes, we're definitely grateful. If it never comes, we're still grateful because we, the true fans, appreciate what you do. We appreciate you, brother. Right. We got love for you, Freeze. Thank you again, sir, for all the comedic genius that you provide for everyone. I still think he needs to be the Black Kojak. Let's make that happen. You know, let's do a GoFundMe page. Because, man, Freeze Love as the Black Kojak? Come on, bro. I think he needs it, man. I'm campaigning for it, man. And by the way, while we campaigning, y'all, Marvel, y'all screwed over Wesley Snipes. Y'all know he should have been able to reprise his Rose Blade.
Oh,
I'm coming to get at you, people. Yeah, that's a different episode. Y'all, hey, I'm Wesley, baby. Wesley all the way, dude. You know what I'm saying? I got a sniper rifle named Wesley Snipes in my Call of Duty right now. And when I bring out Wesley Snipes, you know what time
Wesley
it is.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, that's my sniper. I named my sniper rifle Wesley Snipes.
Word, son. Word.
Yeah. See, Call of Duty, y'all going to make me, I mean, Marvel, I'm going to boot up and shoot everybody like they were Call of Duty. Yo, You know what I do. Hey, man, this is Miss Talks Podcast. Hey,
just to clarify, on Call of Duty.
You're right, on Call of Duty, yeah.
Because you got to be careful this day and age. Knock, knock, knock.
Like, police show up at your house. Ma'am, just blink if he did something. I'd be like, you better not blink. Better hold your eyes still. You better not even sneeze and blink.
Cool Matata.
Right. Oh my gosh. I crack myself up. Here we go, baby. Yeah, this is it. This is what we do. This is Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your host, Angel and Walter LeRae. I am the poet Walter LeRae, and that is my dope co-host,
Angel.
Yo, with that said, people, we're gonna spread these two fingers apart. We're gonna shake a deuce at you. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your hosts, Angel and Walter LeRae. If you would like to be a part of our show, or if you have any suggestions and topics that you would like us to speak on, please feel free to reach us at MissTalksPodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Instagram. Just search Miss Talks Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Let the journey begin.